ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to this week's episode of the series In the Path of the Imam. Today we elaborate on the views of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, about the Islamic economy, especially the functions of taxation in the Islamic ruling system. Last week, we spoke of the standpoints of the father of Islamic revolution, late Imam Khomeini, on some of the aspects of Islamic economy, stating that within bipolar world of the Cold War era, when economic ideas were led by the Eastern and Western blocs, under the leadership of the former Soviet Union and the US, without a chance of presentation of novel ideas and thoughts, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, presented a new idea, which had set boundaries with the two liberal and socialist policies, while rendering the elevated dialogue of the Islamic Revolution. This dialogue attached importance on economy and livelihood, in addition to establishment and maintenance of social justice, removal of discrimination, poverty, and social inequality, while putting emphasis on respect for private ownership and protection of the legitimate belongings and wealth of people, as well as their freedom. Today, we intend to make you familiar with other aspects of economic views of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, on terms of usage and consumption of tax, and its function and performance within the Islamic ruling system. Late Imam Khomeini considered taxation of people as necessary for establishment of the Islamic ruling system, maintenance of social justice, management of the country's affairs, especially establishment of order and security within the community, and defense of the country in the face of foreign invaders. Late Imam also underlined that the Islamic ruling system and the ruler do not have the right to discriminate between different strata of the society in relation to consumption of the levied taxes. In other words, in the view of late Imam, one of the main aims of the Islamic ruling system in taxation is formation of social justice in the society. Hence, in late Imam's view, the Islamic ruling system should justly behave with all the strata of the society. Late Imam pointed out that in the Islamic ruling system, all of the members of the community have equal rights. Late Imam considered campaign against monopoly and administration of the affairs of disadvantaged people as one of the pivotal goals of the Islamic economy and one of the philosophies behind the establishment of the sacred Islamic system. Late Imam, upon respecting private ownership and legitimate assets and wealth alongside taxation, makes use of a civil and voluntary mechanism for distributing wealth in the society and paving the ground for fulfillment of social justice. This civil and voluntary mechanism, while paying attention to and recognizing legitimate private ownership and accumulation of wealth, utilizes the wealth of the well-off for establishment of social justice in the society, in the absence of any pressure or force. In this approach, which is rooted in the divine Islamic teachings, the voluntary measures of the wealthy boost the level of public welfare, promote the state of the lives of disadvantaged strata, while also leading to divine rewards for the donators, given that such worthy measures within the sacred religion of Islam please God Almighty. Late Imam Khomeini, while respecting private ownership and putting emphasis on protection of the assets and belongings of people within the sacred Islamic system, strongly and forthrightly reacted to the illegal assets which were accumulated by the former Iranian dictatorial regime, instructing the confiscation of these illegitimate assets to the benefit of deprived and downtrodden people in the community. The father of Islamic revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, considered the establishment of the Islamic ruling system and the multilateral rule of the divine religion of Islam as the necessary condition for the establishment of Islamic economy in the society. Late Imam underscored, "Fulfillment of Islamic goals across the globe, especially Islamic economic plans, is not possible in the absence of multilateral Islamic rule," unquote. Late Imam noted that Islamic economy supports the interests of deprived strata and liberates mankind from poverty, and strongly believed that establishment of Islamic economy leads to actualization and development of talents of vulnerable strata of the community. Dear listeners, many thanks for tuning in today. We will study and discuss other aspects of the thoughts of Father of Islamic Revolution, late Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, in regard to domains of economy next week. God bless and take care.